I mean that's my opinion, but you know, everybody's entitled to their own.
How did you go about making that decision when it came up to, you know, juggle the restaurant stuff with the practice?
Well, you know, back when I approached Trestman about it, you know, I asked him if I could have a personal day, and he said okay. You know, for me, Monday is an hour-long practice. You know, typically in the NFL, you install your game plan starting on Wednesday. Okay, you know, you put in your first, second down, and this is typical throughout, you know, all of the league. Your third down, your blitz package on Thursday, and you know, your short yardage goal line stuff on Friday, and your review on Friday, and then you have a walkthrough review on Saturday, you know, before you play a game. So for me, you know, grand opening, you know, on Monday was an opportunity, and I asked him, you know.
Would you just explain in years past, does that happen? Is that, you know, typical, you know, where veterans are routinely given a Monday off or something like that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we've gotten a lot of Mondays off, especially when we went to the Super Bowl, because we got Mondays off. We didn't come in on Mondays. We had Mondays and we got Tuesdays off. You know, you know, obviously, you know, sometimes we didn't get it on seasons where we lost a lot because we had to come in on those Mondays. But I mean, that's, like I said, you know, game plan goes in on Wednesday.
Have you ever been on a team on a Monday, the first week of the season, when a veteran was given?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm sure somebody had a baby or had a family emergency or had a personal day that they needed to go do something. I've known guys that have gone on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. I know guys that have gone on game day, you know, but, you know, that's beside the fact. Well, I mean, he just trusted, you know, it was trust. I asked for a personal day. He said, okay, you know, man, you know, I guess, you know, my announcing, you know, the opening of my restaurant is made bigger news than what we kind of expected. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, right now we're on Wednesday. We're preparing for Buffalo Bills. We have a good game plan.
Lance, talking about football, obviously stopping the run was an issue last season. You get a pretty good test this week with Fred Jackson and Spiller. What have you seen from them so far watching the tape and just the entire Bills run game?
Well, they run the ball well, you know, and they want to establish the run. And they do it in a lot of different formations. They do a lot of different things out of those formations, a lot of gimmicks and things. Try to get guys out of their gaps, try to get the running backs at the second level fast. You know, Spiller and Jackson are very good tailbacks. Spiller is very fast, you know, likes to get outside, you know, and uses speed. And Jackson runs really well in between tackles. They're both smart. Utilize them both out of the backfield too, you know, to catch the ball.
Just going back to what you guys talked about, it's not so much about what the opposition does, it's about you. If you look at this defense, and I'll try this once again, didn't work with Mel. Can you give me three things that you guys looked at this year and say we've improved on those things over last season?
Well, I mean, I think it starts with character, you know. I think it starts with character, and when I say that, I mean the men out there, you know. When we need to stop the run, when we have to get off the field on third down, when we need to keep guys teams out of the end zone, you know, it's the man that's next to you. You know, what type of character do we have? You know, can we trust each other that each of us is going to do our job? We have the right group out there. I believe that.
A lot of new faces up front. What have you noticed in the evolution of that front four through these last couple months?
Well, we're going to get tested for real this week, you know, and for the rest of the season. So, you know, the real test of who we are is coming up on Sunday.
Lance, the core of the defense has been the same there for a long time. This year there's been a lot of new players. How long will it take for that cohesiveness to form? Is that something that can form right from the start of the season, or is it going to take a little while?
I don't know. You know, it's something that could happen right away. It's something that'll take some time. You know, we have a lot of new guys, and vets are not, you know, we're all playing in a different system, you know, for a different coach and doing things a little bit differently than we have before. You know, I'm sure that that Ratliff had it, Dallas and Jared had it in Minnesota, you know, and Lamar had it in Oakland. You know, and even myself here in Chicago, things are changing, you know. So the cohesiveness, I mean, we can all gel, you know, this week and be sharp and play shutdown defense, you know. But, you know, this is the NFL, and they get paid too, you know. You know, in this game, there are going to be some mistakes, you know. But you have to make up those mistakes with getting to the ball, you know, getting a lot of guys around the ball and creating turnovers and stuff like that.
Lance, tackling was such an issue last year. With the limited contact that you guys do in training camp, how do you know it's going to be better?
Well, shoot, I mean, a lot of us have been tackling most of our lives, you know. And you have a little bit of that to rest on. You know, I think tackling is kind of like riding a bike. You don't necessarily forget how to do it. You know, you just got to know that you're not going to get as much practice at it, you know, as before. But, I mean, we're getting plenty of thud in practice. We're getting a lot more thud now than we did last year, you know, and that's going to show up. You know, there's actually an emphasis on it, you know, each play, you know, because the looks we're getting, the Buffalo looks we're getting, the Buffalo offensive looks we're getting, you know, we're getting able to put our hats on the running backs.
Lance, are you surprised at all about the frequency of the penalties during the preseason, or do you think that frequency will continue?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, as far as the penalties go, I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter if I complain about it or if I hope that they're going to be less or more or whatever. It is what it is, you know. And I've stopped asking why and just decided to live with it.
Lance, not to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
But when you asked Mark for the personal day, did he know that it was 2:00?
No.
Did you tell him later that it was?
No.
Have you guys talked about it since?
Nope. No, it was. Pardon me.
Why? A lot of people, I think, question why Monday, you know, the weekend, and Tuesday. Right, just didn't work out that way.
Well, I didn't make the decision. You know, my partner made the decision, but it was Labor Day, and on Labor Day, as you know, most people do not work.
Do you understand why the questions because of the timing of it? I mean,
well, I think the question that's more important than that is that. That as a guy that's over 12 years, you know, that I poured my heart out on the field, you know, every game and every play. I think if you're questioning whether I care more to be there than to be here, my history has always spoken for me, you know. So you can take that how you want to.
What kind of impression has Jared Allen made on you as a teammate that maybe you didn't know when you were?
I mean, he's got a lot of energy, which I already knew. Everything that Jared exhibits, you know, every day on our team, I kind of already had an idea of, you know. He's just as an exciting player, you know, to be around, you know, as funny guy to be around as I thought he would be. So it's not like a surprise. I kind of saw it. You could see it from the sidelines, you know, as an opponent. Well, experience, I mean, I think that's the grandfather of all teaching, you know. So you bring a guy in like him. We had a lot of competition at safety, and I'm sure it's going to continue. But to win that job out, you know, going into week one was not easy because there were a lot of guys out there, and there's a lot of guys that aren't here that are very good players, you know. So, you know, his savvy, you know, he's going to continue to really grow in this defense. You know, but he's going to be relied on to be a playmaker.
How important is this season to you?
What's that?
How important is this season to you?
It's extremely important. You know, we've been around each other for a long time, Peggy. And so you never know. You know, this is the last year of my deal. So every moment, every game counts.
Lance,